Hello, I'm Luann Mitchell, and I would like to introduce my grandmother, Mrs. Flora Del Sauter.
Okay.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Springville, Alabama, August 25th, 1900.
What was your father's occupation?
My father was a farmer.
And your grand what?
And my grandfather was a farmer.
Alright. Your grandfather fought in the Civil War. Were there any stories he told you about that time?
Well, he told me a few. He said the only food they had to eat was the corn that the Yankees left. And they would pick it up and forage it and eat it for food. Then the only water they had to drink was the water where the Yankee horses had stomped in the road. It was muddy water, but they drank it. I've forgotten most of the stories, but when I read the book Gone with the Wind, it brought back memories, and everything in that book was true, as my grandfather had told it.
What kind of things did you do as a child?
Well, we played things such as crack the whip, and it was a long line, and you'd run and sling, and the last person on the end would really get thrown, and most of the time hurt. Then we played another game, I don't remember what to call it, but two sides, and one side, you know, one side of the house, and the other, and we'd throw the ball over the house until the one side won. Then when I was a very young girl, we climbed up hickory trees, picked leaves, and made dresses and hats, and made mud pies and dried them. And then we'd go, after I grew a little bit older, and they had candy pulls. They'd cook up sorghum and pull candy until it turned white. Pull the sorghum until it turned white. That was our social life. Take walks out on the mountain. They had big rocks up there called a buzzard's roost. We'd walk up there on Sunday afternoon and look for buzzard eggs and pick the wild flowers.
What were your chores when you were young?
Well, I had to milk cows night and morning. We cooked with wood and used wood for heat in the fireplaces. So my duty is to bring in the firewood and the stove wood for cooking. Then I worked in the fields from sun up till sundown. I picked cotton, chopped cotton and corn. And I had to haul fodder and hay in, put it in the loft, corn and put it in the crib. And I did this after I started the school. We do it after school hours and on Saturdays. And the only schooling I got when I was small was from about November to March, because we had to stay out of school to gather the crops, and we had to stop in March to plant them and plant the gardens.
What did you do on Sundays?
Went to Sunday school and church Sunday morning, and went back to church Sunday night. Then we'd go to one another's houses for dinner, and that's when we took our walks and picked flowers.
What church did you go to?
Baptist.
How old were you when you first saw a car?
I was about 14. It was a Multi Ford car. And I thought they were something. We didn't own a Multi Ford, but I had a horse and buggy to drive to Sunday school and church. And if it was raining, I was picked up in the horse and buggy after school.
You were a teenager during World War I. What were the conditions?
Well, there's a shortage of certain foods, like we couldn't have white flour. We couldn't buy sugar. So we grew all wheat and had to take it to the mill and had it ground up for flour. Then for sugar, we used sorghum. That's the syrup that you make out of sorghum cane down there. So my mother wanted to cook anything. She had to sweeten this sorghum syrup. And if we did get any sugar, we kept it for company. Same way with white flour.
How did this affect your life?
Well, I didn't like the white flour, the sweet flour. And I didn't like everything sweetened up with sorghum syrup. But other than that, we had plenty to eat and everything. What we grew on the farm and canned ourselves, we canned everything on the farm and dried our own apples and killed our own hogs. We made our own sausage and made our own lard, which we fried out the fat of the hog in a large black kettle. And that's what we used also to boil our clothes. We had to wash a prep board and hang the clothes on a fence. The only soap we had during those times is what we made. My mother would save all the old grease. Then my father would burn hickory logs, and we'd run that through water, and that makes the lye. So you take lye and all this grease, and you boil it together, and that made our soap. That's what we use for washing clothes. And also, we had to use it for our baths. And during those days, we didn't have a bathroom or a bathtub, so we used the round wash tubs to take our bath in.
What kind of social events did you attend to or do during this time?
Well, the only thing I was permitted to go to was school functions. I could go to anything we had at school. But I wasn't allowed to go to the dances that they had. I said,